This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home.
Eagles played this at practice last week, am I right?
Yeah.
And then they won.
To us.
Is there a coincidence? I don't think so. It seems like a complete, total correlation to me, Hugh. They play this at practice, they win the game.
Yeah.
So we got to get it again this week and every week moving forward. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio, 28-22. The Philadelphia Eagles get back in the win column yesterday. Let's talk to the voice of the Eagles that was on the call for that victory, including a great performance from Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. That would be Merrill Reese. Merrill, good morning.
Merrill.
Good morning. Good morning, Hugh, and good morning, Joe. That's as good a performance as you can get. When you have a quarterback rating of 158.3, it's just amazing because that is the ultimate. That is perfect.
And it felt that way, Merrill. I mean, I just think back through the 23 throws he made yesterday, and it felt like probably 22 of them were perfect, and he was on time. And there were a couple where he had to move around and kind of buy time towards the sideline, the first touchdown to AJ on the fourth down. It felt like yesterday was a day where he was a complete command out there. And really impressive, Merrill, when you're considering that's Brian Flores' defense on the other side.
Well, that defense didn't get to him, and he has the maneuverability and he has the arm to do anything he wants. Dick Vermeil said to me, we were talking weeks ago, and he said, anything that a quarterback has to do, Jalen Hurts is capable of doing. There's nothing he can't do. He's got a great arm that people have underestimated for years. He probably throws as good a deep pass as anybody in the NFL.
Well, Merrill, I agree with that. Last year, it was a big part of their offense. Early this year, there were some hits, some misses. He missed one last week against the Giants. But, Merrill, when he is throwing the ball well deep down the field, like he did on the 4th-and-4 for the touchdown to AJ, which reminded me of a couple shots they had last year, and then the beautiful pass to Devontae Smith down the middle of the field, when he's hitting those, Merrill, this offense goes to just a different level.
Absolutely. Although the one negative, the one thing to be concerned about is the running game still is not where it has to be or any place close. That running game, I mean, this Saquon Barkley is still a great back, but he still isn't running in the daylight. There's no daylight.
There isn't, and it's 7 weeks now. I mean, this is what they've been. We're getting close to that midway point of the season by after this coming game against the Giants, Merrill, and the running game. When you watch it live, and I'm sure sometimes you'll go back and kind of rewatch, but when you're there live watching it, is this just a problem where they're missing blocks? Do you think it's a scheme thing? Because it is weird to have all these great offensive linemen and a history of doing well, and Jeff Stoutland and Saquon, and every game it feels like they're in that 2 or 3 yards of carry range, which is just so low for them.
It is, but they're not all at full strength either. I mean, Cam Jurgens has been struggling coming off of a back injury. Lane Johnson has been in and out of the lineup. Obviously, Dickerson just came back and gutsed his way through that one. They're just not at full strength yet.
They are not, and the numbers are stark. I mean, last year, Saquon averaged 125.3 yards a game. This year, it's down to 52.7. Merrill, let's talk about the other side of the ball, the defense. They gave up some yards yesterday, but Merrill, I thought they made clutch plays in big moments, especially the red zone. This defense, it's kind of been like this all year. When they let teams get near the red zone, they buckle down. They really did a good job down there yesterday to stop the Vikings from scoring touchdowns.
Well, anytime you force a team into kicking six field goals, you know you're doing something right. I mean, they have a great kicker in Reichert, but the Eagles, they get down to the 10-yard line and then back up, either with a holding call, and Carson Wentz made some bad mistakes. But to see them down in the red zone as often as they were and come away with 3 points, that tells you that this is a very, very good defense.
Yeah, Merrill, one of the plays that forced a field goal was Cooper DeJean. I really give him a lot of credit for keeping with the play because he's on coverage there. Justin Jefferson's little fade throw from Carson Wentz, and Jefferson caught it, but you got to complete the catch and hold the ball when you catch it in the end zone. And I just thought Cooper just stayed with it and was able to kind of wrestle his arm, and from there the ball popped out. I thought that was a great play by Cooper not to give up on that play.
It was, and you know what? In all the times I've watched Minnesota and watched Jefferson, I've never seen him lose a ball like that, where somebody just knocks it away because he has a vice on that ball. And Cooper DeJean just banged it out of the way. It was just a great play.
It was awesome. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles, with us here. Merrill, it was also nice to see Jalen Carter back on the field yesterday, and he made some plays. Yeah, he put a couple big hits on Carson, including the interception by Jalen Hunt. That was really helped set up by the pressure by Jalen Carter.
Well, he's a great player. He is a key to that entire defense. And Jordan Davis is also having a very, very good year. So I think they're going to continue to get better.
I agree, and they're the key to this thing, because they need that pressure up the middle to continue here. Merrill, Eagles 2 weeks ago went to New York and got beat by the Giants pretty soundly. We get them again now in Philadelphia at the Link on Sunday. Merrill, it should be a fun one this coming week, and it feels like a spot for the Eagles to get a little revenge on the Giants after what happened a couple weeks ago.
You've got the key word, revenge. This is a revenge game, and I think it's going to be fun to watch, and I have a very good feeling about it.
Well, if they get it, we're at 6-2 heading into the bye, which is a good place to be as the trade deadline is a couple weeks away. Merrill, we appreciate it as always. Enjoyed the game yesterday. Enjoyed your call. And we'll talk to you Sunday during the pregame show.
Have a good one, Merrill.
Thank you, Joe. And see you, Hugh.
Have a good
there
one.
There he goes, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Yeah, that last week we played the audio of Brian Baldinger really letting Jalen Carter hear it for not playing well so far this year.
I don't think he liked that too much.
Well, good, because he played well yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, it's funny because you hear – the players talk about how, certain people getting heat, Kevin Petullo, mm-hmm. Jalen, all this other stuff. They come out and they play well.
So let's get more heat.
That's how it usually works.
That's right.
I mean, if you don't like what's being said about you, you can directly change the narrative.
You can.
And change the narrative.
I mean, this week the narrative is clearly changed because the Eagles are back in the win column here after the big one yesterday. Part of that yesterday was they played well. They held them. Also, Carson Wentz, it helped. Helped playing Carson Wentz.
I mean, that goes without saying. But, hey, listen, this is the truism that everybody likes to point out when things like that happen. He picked his check up today.
Yeah, I mean, he probably should give half of it back, but he picked it up.
He picked his NFL check up today had on that watermark that had mm-hmm. Minnesota Vikings on.
Sure has did. There ever been a worse quarterback that's more fun to watch than Carson Wentz? Like,
he's
usually bad QBs are just like, oh, I can't even watch it. Right. Like Justin Fields and that game against Denver, you're like, I don't even want to watch this. Carson Wentz, you're like on the edge of your seat. Like, what's he going to do
now? He has enough talent in his arm, right, and always did, that he makes some throws, right? He makes some plays.
He made some pretty decent ones yesterday.
Yes, he still can still
do. And then it's like, when he threw that Hail Mary.
It wasn't even. It was
what
just.
It was like, no.
But he made it out to be
no,
one.
No, no. When he threw that punt.
It was a punt. It was an offensive punt.
It was a punt.
And Makuba might as well have did the fair catch sign.
I could have ran my old ass out there and got underneath that and caught it.
There wasn't a Viking within sight.
I knew when he cocked back that it was trouble. Like that.
No, what are you thinking? Like, that is the worst play that you could. Like, you're just heaving it down. Your feet aren't set.
Yep.
You're just heaving it, trying to make something happen. And the coaching staff, you remember how, who was it last year, Tennessee? What was the quarterback?
Oh, Callahan, who got fired last week. Yeah. Levis.
Levis, when he looked at him and said on national television, what the bleep are you doing?
Yeah, Will Levis went to the Carson Wentz School of Quarterbacking.
What the bleep are you doing?
I think my favorite Wentz moment yesterday was the intentional grounding, where he looked as if someone else did it. Like, Carson,
you
did that. It was your decision to lose 10 yards and a down.
He kind of pulled a Hugh.
He did.
Like, blamed everybody else.
What are you talking about? I don't blame anybody for stuff that they don't do.
Wow.
I am a professional.
Accountability isn't your
I am a professional.
Yeah, we tell each other every day we're professional.
And I do professional things on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. On the air, especially.
Oh, definitely on the air. I just burped. I mean, that was a minor setback, but I'm getting better. getting better.
Wasn't that right at the end of a show, too?
Yeah, it was.
I know. It's disappointing.
I mean, it's
you
better
have avoided
at the
it.
End of the show.
Well,
it was unavoidable because it was one of those bursts that was on his way.
Hold on. We are 24 hours a day live on WIP. You think you're the only person ever had a burp?
I mean, I'm just saying it
you
was
say
unavoidable.
It's, no, it is. It's absolutely avoidable.
Yeah, it's unavoidable. It, like, especially when you start talking and the burp just comes.
We played a lot of those burps that makes me think that maybe it's...
Sometimes they're unavoidable. Sometimes they're just unavoidable. Yeah, that one, that was like a...
Was that Jalex?
That was Jolly.
Because Jalex had one with us, right, this summer?
Yeah, he did.
Well, look what happened yesterday. Maybe it led to the interception.
That's true. Sometimes burps lead to big plays.
Anybody in the room, anybody in the building who could give me any tips about just being a professional and how to progress my game into the next level. So, excuse me.
Don't worry about it.
This year...
Because I knew it was coming. See, hey, it happens to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah, but he had a pick six. If you have a pick six, you could burp on the air.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can.
You haven't had a pick six.
I haven't had a pick six in a while.
Well, ever, really.
Well, I had a pick, but not a pick six.
And your touchdown was on a fumble recovery.
Yeah, it was.
Did you ever a pick six in college?
Mm-mm.
So you never had a pick six.
Mm-mm.
So you can't burp on the air. New rules. There it is. All right, Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Huge old Kyle was I.
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Guys, it seems to say that Jalen Hurts might be one of them late bloomers. We saw him do this like the last couple of years. He don't start really getting into a groove or a rhythm till like week six, man, week seven. He don't really start to get into a form. But, guys, finally is the word I told Kyle. It's finally, because they said we're doing this every week. And I don't agree with Aaron from San Diego saying that they cannot throw the ball to win a Super Bowl, because this year, I said it before, they might have to throw the ball to open up the run. Now, yesterday, Petula's off the hook for this week. Jalen's off the hook for this week. Sirianni's off the hook for this week. Look, guys, this is Philly. When you play bad, we're going to get on y'all. But y'all got a standard, and we're going to tell y'all about it when y'all play bad. But when y'all ball, we sure as hell going to praise y'all. And although the defense was a little shaky and they was getting a winch yesterday, y'all – That game was an offensive game. That game was on the offense. That game was Jalen Hurts was masterful, almost a perfect – well, he had a perfect passer rating. That was Jalen Hurts' best game I've seen him as a Philadelphia Eagle. As the Eagle, he climbed the pocket. He kept his eye down the field all day long. He extended plays with his legs. He threw dimes on third and fourth down. And he had great chemistry with his top dogs. Although it still looked tough for Saquon – like I said a couple weeks ago, guys, we might have to throw the ball to run the ball this year. And that run game, ultimately, it's on stop with enough guys to get that in order. But I said last week, guys, Nick, Petula, and Jalen, they had to figure it out. And yesterday, they figured it out. The offense was on yesterday, man. But AJ and Smitty, guys, they were exceptional. They were getting open. And we haven't seen much of that all year until yesterday. Even AJ on that broken play with Jalen Hurts, that playmaker they did down the field, that playmaker was awesome. That was exquisite, guys. Now, do I want to see more of this? Hell yeah, I do. Because yesterday, that was winning football by the quarterback.
It was.
And that's how you want to defend the title. Now, usually around this time, the Eagles start to stack wins, and they can start going crazy. And let's keep this momentum going because, guys, there's a lot of teams playing good right now. And if Howie can bring in some players at the trade deadline to shore up his defense and the edge and the corner, the Eagles could be formidable. But it's on the defense to start to get a little bit better, man. But let's go, Birds!
Let's go, Terrence. Appreciate it.
E-S-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Good call, Terrence.
You almost ran him like TK.
I felt it, and I was going to give him this time. I'm not going to do that to Terrence. I mean, I'm not TK. TK and Terrence, one of the great rivalries in Philadelphia sports history.
He's cutting folks off, man. That's funny.
Well, who was it? Someone or was it
Aaron?
Alan.
Well, Aaron too.
Well, no, Aaron. I cut off Aaron. Yeah, Alan asked that I wouldn't hang up on him. Again, I'm not trying to hang up on him. We just want to make sure everyone gets a chance.
Well, if TK ran Terrence.
No, he ran him.
Talk to these players to finish the job. And if the playoffs started right now, I'm taking Taiwan because Ranger. The biggest thing about Ranger, he's been inconsistent to me.
I hear you, Terrence. And appreciate the call, man. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, you cut him off quick.
You know, as I hear it again, my favorite part is that TK is verbally going through his mental. Like, the mental is, I need to get him off the air, right? Like, yes. There was a guest. I believe you had a guest coming.
Yes.
So he probably saw the Eagles player walking towards it was at training camp, right? He saw the Eagle walking towards you guys. So he's like working through, all right, I gotta move this along. But you heard the verbal, yeah. Like,
no, it was like
it was basically like, wrap it up. Let's move this along, but
it's
he did
like
it out loud.
It's like double dutch. If you ever tried to do double dutch, where you're leaning in and you're trying to jump in, and TK trying to jump in, and Terrence like, what you doing? He's like, all right, then, dog, I got to go.
I got to run you, buddy. I'm really sorry about that. 215-592-9494.
So
let's go to Big V and Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yeah, right. Oh, Friday, I said, don't Terrence from Springfield me, and what did you do?
Terrence from Springfield.
Yeah, I got. Well, we had a move, Tara. I'm Big V. What do you want me to do?
You could have gave me 10 more seconds to finish my point. But
Just a little PSA. If everyone gets 10 more seconds, then there's a lot of time goes by, right? Like we have back and forth. I would love your phone calls.
Hey, you're not that interesting.
And there's that too.
By the way, let me start by saying, shut up, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
You shut up.
Okay. I'm glad we're off to a rousing start here. What do you got on the Eagles? Finally, or I told you so on Jalen? What are you coming down?
I told you so.
Oh, there it is, of course.
I told you so. And you knew it. That's why you Springfield me, Terrence was Springfield me Friday. Because I was going to let you have it and remind you that I was going to call you Monday and say, I told you so. Was that the Jalen you wanted to see?
Yes.
Great. Finally. Now you can tear up your membership card to the Jalen Hurts hate fan club.
No, I'm not in that club. What I am is in the Jalen Hurts realist.
I am in the
realist club. When he plays well, I praise him. When he plays not well, we talk about it.
The president of the hater club.
Yeah, I mean, today, you hear Hugh today? Oh, I mean, well, how come you didn't do it more often?
Why are y'all trying to blame everything on Hugh?
It's easy.
There were two people that were speaking positive about Jalen. You and that superhero we got called Black Daniels.
Black Daniels. I forgot about
that.
Let me tell y'all about this Black Daniels. Black Daniels. Yeah, I forgot about that guy.
Who do you like better? You like Black Daniels or Hugh better?
I like Black Daniels.
You and Kyle were sitting up here. Oh, my God, he's gone. Jalen proved you wrong. He proved how he's right.
Hugh, Joe, and I were all on the same side Friday.
This is not. This is not. Hold on. Let's take a timeout. Timeout. And I'm not going to Terrence you. Just hold on for a second, Big V. Last week I said Jalen Hurts needs to play better.
Yeah, you did.
Jalen Hurts isn't playing well enough. It's not about the coordinator as much as it is Jalen executing the plays. That wasn't me saying he can't do it or he'll never do it. It's he needs to do it. So he went and did it. That's not a he proved me wrong.
Asking people to pay attention.
Actually, he proved me right. He proved me right. If he plays well, they're going to win every game, Big V.
Yo, man, you should run for public office. You are the biggest flip-flopper, switch over, transfer.
Again, comprehension and listening skills, you would think they're easy. I just laid it out what I said. He needs to play better, and then he played better.
I think you talk so much you don't remember what you say.
Well, that might be true. We do talk a lot.
Yeah, we do be saying stuff.
A lot
but yet, he did play a great game. He did put the Eagles back on track. He is now in pace, you know, looking good, a few more wins. I mean, the majority of people said that the Eagles were going to have four losses. We were up to two, and people were jumping ship. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, we couldn't have a third, you know, in three straight weeks. That would have been bad. This is supposed to be the easy portion of the schedule, Big V. We got to stack these wins here.
Yeah, well, we've got some things. He's still got some things to work out. Yeah. I mean, he's still waiting too long for AJ to get open. And basically, he's but he did really good with killing that West Coast modified defense that they had. That West Coast offense to, you know, neutralize that zone. Then the passing game has to continue, because when the passing game continues, because everybody seems to believe that if you put the ball and keep the ball in Jalen's hands that we're going to lose, now they see that putting it in Jalen's hands that we can win, they will start, you know, lightening up, which will open up that running game because they're adjusting now to the passing game. And the Eagles have to do that to keep a balanced attack. I mean, he did great with clock management. He gave the defense time to rest, also putting points on the board. What more does he have to do to be considered an elite quarterback?
He got to do it next week, Big V.
Well, consistency, Big V. That's what elite quarterbacks
do. Because let me tell you the reality of it. And when I said what I said today, is that's what I was thinking about. You're playing the Giants fairly quickly, so the game plan is not going to change that much. So they're gonna try to come in with the same game plan. That's why he has to be more consistent, because they're gonna still get after him, and they're gonna still, you know, force him to throw the football. He has to be better at that, because, you know, when you talk about the turnaround, the quick turnaround, you had one game in between them playing. The game plan is not gonna change that much. You know what I mean? And now you look at the Giants. The Giants can score. Like the thing that I got out of the last two games that they played in. They could put some points on the board.
Definitely.
So you have to be more consistent with that.
The only
and that defensive line is salty.
We have to give a lot of credit to the unsung heroes. That offensive line played a stellar game.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt, banged up, whatever the case may be. Those guys got out there. They took care of the coverage.
Yeah, Big V, their pass blocking was good yesterday. It gets a Minnesota rush, and Flores threw a lot at Hurts. He threw a lot of blitzes at him, and they handled it. I mean, part of that was Jalen recognizing where he's got to go with the ball, and Big V, good phone call. Part of it was, I thought the O-line blocked the pass rush for Minnesota well yesterday. It was what we wanted to see in the passing game. Now, again, no one expects perfect passer ratings every week. I'm not saying he needs to do that. That's the statistical once in a very, very rare. I think it's the third time in Eagles history there was a perfect passer rating. It's rare. I mean, that is what it is. But he played well yesterday. He threw it well. He hit the deep shots. He was poised. When there was pressure, he ran away to throw, not just to run away to throw it away or take a 1 yard sack. He ran to throw. I thought yesterday was an awesome game. And, you know, Big V saying, what does he need to do to be considered elite? It's consistency. That's all. I mean, or at least it's been a long time, Hugh. Most people don't doubt Jalen has the ability to play well. Mm-mm. He does it often enough that clearly he does. If you have eyes, you can see he has ability. It's a matter of consistency.
It's just few and far between.
Yeah.
Because you said that the last time he was somewhere close to this was, what, 28 games ago or something like
that?
Yeah,
the last time he had 300 yards passing and at least one touchdown a game was over 20 games ago.
And listen, I'm not asking for that every week. Just be a little bit more consistent. Be a little bit more of, I guess the word I'm using is timing, because it just looked like you were on point this week for whatever reason. And it's going to be a little bit tougher because, like I said, that Giants defensive line is a little bit better, a lot better. But you have to show some type of consistency.
Well, and every time it felt yesterday the Vikings were about to maybe steal the game or take the momentum back.
He took it back.
Yeah, he took it right. I mean, the last drive was like that was the game right there. If they give the ball back to Minnesota, we might have been talking about a terrible loss if they had given the ball back. But they didn't give it back. They made the plays. Jalen did, and boom, away we go to 5-2. 215-592-9490 for your reaction to the win. The Eagles are 5-2. I thought it was the best throwing game, passing game of Jalen Hurts' career. I would even put it above both Super Bowls. I thought there were very few mistakes, very few sacks taken, on point, no fumbles, no interceptions. I thought he was awesome yesterday as a thrower of the football. All right, your phone calls here. We'll react to Jalen Hurts' incredible performance. Plus, when we come back, a big Q breakdown, a new face seeing time at edge, and I loved what I saw. Plus, a big play by Jalix Hunt that looked pretty familiar, and some big rumors that could become big news soon. We'll hit all that midday show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This football season, where else would you want to bet than with my friends at Fanatics Sportsbook? Fanatics Sportsbook is the home of fair play, protecting all pro football player prop bets across straights, parlays, and SGPs all season long for any first-half injury. They were the first to protect your prop bets throughout the first quarter, and now they've extended that protection throughout the whole first half. That's 30 whole minutes of player prop protection on all your bets, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or even defensive players. Fanatics Sportsbook's fair play policies give you the edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. Why stick to other sports books that leave you empty-handed when you bet with one, when you can bet with one that has your back throughout the whole first half? If you want to protect your parlays from injuries, switch to the sportsbook that will always have your back across the first and the second quarter for all pro football player games, every single game, all season long. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.